Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord. Hi there, brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 10 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. Before we get started, if you can take a look down in the notes, we'd like to invite you to download a few items if you haven't already done so. The first one is the calendar for this Lenten journey, and it has links to all of the scriptures that we're referencing. The second is the companion study guide that does a deeper dive of the topics that we talk about each day. And it's something that keeps getting updated, so please check back on that. So every day we add the new day's companion guide to the existing one, so you have that whole guide together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you haven't subscribed already to this podcast, make sure you click on that bell so that you're notified when we publish a new podcast.
Yep, and if you're listening on iHeart, I believe you click on the heart.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Would you like to read the scripture for today?
I'd love to.
Okay.
May I?
Yes, please. Do so, honey.
All right. Well, today we're going to be reading Romans 8:1, and we'll be reading from the NIV. It says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And I have to put this in here. This is Romans 8, verse 1. If you stop there, you're going to miss out on a ton. Romans 8, as a chapter, is probably my favorite chapter in the whole Bible.
I think we say that every time. We're like, oh, that's my favorite.
I have a lot of favorite verses, but as far as the whole chapter, all the way through Romans 8:30, you've got to read it. Don't stop with 8:1. It's good. 8:1 is good, but don't stop there, please.
So let's talk about that word condemnation. I know we kind of chatted about this before we came on live here. And you had some great thoughts about the word condemnation and what we think it means versus what it means in the scripture.
Yeah, I think most Christians don't really understand the meaning of that word. They think it just means feeling guilty or being made to feel guilty or condemned, you know, as in a judgment. But when you stop and think about the common use of that word, when a building is condemned, what does that mean? It means that the building is no longer fit for use. You can't even go inside the building. Well, what this scripture is talking about here is there's no Christian that is unfit for use. A lot of people walk around thinking, oh, I don't feel guilty, but there's no way in the world God can use me. I don't know this, or I don't know that, or I'm not good at this, or I'm not good at that. That's condemnation. That is you, or that is that person, saying, I'm not fit for use, for whatever reason.
And in today's society, it's so easy to have imposter syndrome. It's so easy to see what that perfect world that someone portrays on social media or yeah, wherever else. So you're like, oh my gosh, they live, look at their chickens, honey. Look at their chicken coop. Look at this. And so I could easily
I want a chicken coop like that.
I want a garden like that. I can't garden because look at theirs. So, I mean, we're just using our examples, but it's so easy. Whatever your thing is that, you know, you start that comparison and then you're like, no, I can't do this. So in your call that God has for you, we tend to back away, you know, to shy away from it. Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not equipped.
And that's condemnation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Paul is telling us here in Romans There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why?
Because we're equipped.
He has equipped us. He has given us His Spirit. He has made us brand new on the inside, wiped away every blemish, every spot. When He sees us, you know what He sees? His perfect masterpiece. Just like Jesus. He sees you holy. He sees you blameless. He sees you righteous and equipped to do what He's called you to do.
I think of it from a project manager's perspective and going, wait, those are all resources. Like they're talented, they're skilled, and we have lots of work to do. So I am going to be this, you know, as we say, He's a great opportunist. And and he's going to use those skills, and He's going to help people hone those skills. I know there's things that in the past, I could feel that thing in your, you know, when you feel that thing in your stomach, you're like, oh gosh, God is calling me to do that thing. I don't really want to, but there's a reason to do that thing, whatever it is, public speaking, whatever the thing is. And I've been called to do it. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Now I know why I've been called to do that, because He's preparing me to do other things. Mm-hmm. And you have to skill up. You just have to practice. You have to hone those skills.
Yep. You have to learn how to trust Him in those moments to give you the ability to do what He's called you to do. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a saying that I love. It's called where God guides, God provides.
You have all these catchy little sayings.
It's cool because
it's good.
When you let go of all of those condemning thoughts and trust and just do what He's called you to do, He'll lead you in the way and He'll provide you everything that you need, and He will train you to use the gifts that He's given you. It's absolutely terrifying because it's new. But as you do it, you'll get people that walk up to you and say, oh, that was exactly what I needed to hear. Or, oh, that touched me so much. Thank you.
Do you know how many times I've done a video or something and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so bad.
That was horrible.
And then someone will message me going, oh, that you spoke what I needed to hear today. I'm like, oh, I didn't. But okay, I'm glad that I was the vessel that God spoke through. And so then it just calms me down and go, okay, stop that thing that you're doing. And the enemy will use that. He will come to, what do we say, seek, kill, and destroy.
Steal.
Steal. I keep saying seek.
Well, He's seeking you out to see what He can steal, kill, or destroy
in
your life.
In those moments when your head is just like having just that doubt, mm-hmm. he sits there and says,
oh, he pokes you.
She's doubting.
He's going to see if he can get you off your wall.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, Nehemiah. Don't even start with Nehemiah.
No, I can remember when I was first getting involved in ministry and I was giving messages, the days that I thought, oh my gosh, that was awful. I can't even remember what I said, and I don't think I made any lick of sense. It was those days where I would have the most amount of people come up to me and tell me, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I needed to hear that, or that touched me just where I needed to be touched today. And I was like, seriously?
How many times did you go back and listen to it? You're like, I need to listen to the replay.
Oh, no, I couldn't do it. No, that's something that's taken me a while to be able to do, is to go back and listen without going, oh my gosh, I sound awful. So I've just had to learn, just like each of us, we just have to step out. I'm the last guy in the world that you would think would want to step on a stage and talk to hundreds or more people in a social situation. You know, public speaking is not my bag. I'm an introvert. I like my peace and quiet, my alone time, but God has called me to do something different.
He paired you with me. Which...
Right?
I'm like, we're going to do the video. You're like, what? And then look at you. You're so good at it.
It's only because God has gifted me in that area, and that's what He's called me to do. you wouldn't find me doing this 10 years ago. Well, 15 years ago. No way. I'd laugh in your face if you said you're going to get up and you're going to teach people from the Bible, like hundreds of people. I'd be like, yeah, right. No, but it's, you just have to let go and recognize that God has made you fit for use.
Not condemned.
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are all equipped.
And look in that study guide, there's the definition of condemnation. So it really, like, that was impactful for me to look at it and go, oh.
Yeah, it's huge. And if you're honest with yourself when you're reading through there, you'll find some areas where, oh my gosh, the enemy has worked his way into my thinking and convinced me that in this area I'm not fit for use, or in this area I'm being judged. We encourage you to download that and really go through that study.
And read Romans.
And read Romans 8, please. Please read the whole thing, because when you are at your lowest, Romans 8:28 onward, that is, man, sometimes I just check to make sure it's still there. Because I need that verse so often. I don't want it to ever disappear.
It won't.
Good.
Next time we go to a hotel, you're going to be pulling out the Bible.
I'm going to be pulling out the Gideon's Bible saying, is it Romans 8?
Is it in there?
Oh, oh, phew. I can breathe.
I can go to sleep now.
Yeah. Well, we ramble, so.
That's okay. It's good stuff.
How about you close us out in prayer, baby?
I would love to.
At all.
Okay. Dear God, thank you so much. Thank you for just recognizing and teaching us just how equipped we are. You knew from the beginning, before we were even born, that we were equipped. We had a purpose. We had a meaning. We were part of the bigger picture, the puzzle. And if we don't step up, if we don't realize that, the whole plan, your whole plan changes. We know you'll come in and make a way and things will shift and change, but your perfect plan is better with us in it. It's better with us doing what you made us to do. You equipped us to do. So let us just recognize that. Let us know that we have all the skills to do whatever it is that we're called to do. Let us trust. Even if we don't see those next steps, let us just trust that we know that you're going to provide every single step along the way. You'll provide us with all the resources, with all the financial needs. You'll provide us with all the skills that we need to do that job. We are fit and we are equipped. And it's only by your grace that we are. I ask that anyone that is feeling those imposter syndromes, that's comparing themselves to someone else, that they see, that they just filled up with your love. They're filled up with your love and that knowing that they are perfect just as they are. They don't need to be like their neighbor. They don't need to be like someone that they're seeing on social media. They're perfect. So let them just feel your love, feel your grace, and just know that they're equipped. And let them just step out and get on their way of doing all the good works that you have for them. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us. We thank you for your love. And most of all, we thank you for your grace. In your precious name, we pray. And everybody said,
Amen. And before we wrap up, there's somebody that needs to hear this. Jeremiah 29:11.
Oh.
For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Remember that. And let us bless you with some peace.
Perfect peace.
Oh, perfect peace. Yes. Shalom. 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 We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.